Continuing our coverage of state and local elections, Mike Seville now joins me in the studio. He is running for the legislature in District 28, Seat A. Mike, thanks for stopping by the studio.
You bet.
Give us a little intro to who you are and why you're running, if you will.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm 80 years old. Okay, so I have a broad spectrum of life and experiences. So I'll try to encompass that a little bit about me in 1 minute. And I was born in Pocatello. My dad was a sergeant in the Air Force. And as a military dependent, I attended schools in Illinois and Georgia and the Panama Canal Zone. I enlisted in the Air Force and served at Spangdahlem, West Germany for 36 months. And during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and also during the Vietnam War. And I also worked at the Armed Forces radio and television station at Spangdahlem. It was one of the 30 in the 150 AFN network system, and it just happened to be 300 or 400 feet away from my barracks. After discharge, I returned to Pocatello, and IBM hired me as a field engineer where I maintained the IBM equipment in southeast Idaho. Those were the mainframe days. IBM was hiring 20,000 employees a year at that time.
Wow.
And from that point, I married Rochelle Clark Seville. She called me up for a blind date, and I said, she said, "Would you like to go to a church gathering with young people?" And I said, "Well, who are you?" And she says, "I know your mother."
That's the key answer.
So I said, "Well, what do you look like?" And she says, "You'll just have to take your chances." And I did. And I met this 19-year-old redhead, and wow, I fell in love.
Mike, I love that story.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, from there, we have 3 children, 4 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. And after 10 years in Pocatello, IBM offered me an executive field manager's position. And I didn't want to leave Idaho. I said, "Do I have to leave Idaho?" And they said, "Yeah, we've got to teach you the IBM way of doing business." So they transferred me and the family to Rochester, Minnesota. And then after I completed my 3 years in Rochester to learn the IBM way at the manufacturing plant, which was from development all the way to shipping to customers, in the particular case of the product I was on, it was 500,000 units that went out worldwide. And so after 3 years, they said, "Well, you're ready to be an executive." And I said, "Great. Can I go back to Idaho?" "No." "Wyoming?" "No." "Utah?" "No." "No, we have a place for you at 3550 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles." And I said, "Well, what happens if I don't take the job?" He says, "How do you like Rochester at 20 degrees below zero?" Because they sent me down to interview when it was 80 degrees. So anyway, I retired eventually after 7 years of that and a 3-hour commute every day of 56 miles on the Los Angeles freeways. IBM transferred me to Salt Lake City, and I retired after 32 years. I was too young to really not work. And so I was hired by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. And that was a nonprofit faith-based organization that served the Lutheran community from Salt Lake all the way to the Utah border. And I worked there for 13 years. And I retired and built a home in McCammon. I have a BSBA from the University of Phoenix. Volunteer work is ham radio. In fact, as I was telling you, I had a close friend that worked at KID back in 1974, that we were amateur radio operators together. And we built repeaters on top of mountaintops and climbed and did a lot of things. And those were the days when they had to have an engineer at the East Idaho Twin Butte. Quite a place. And he invited me over there, and I really enjoyed that because, seeing all this equipment, and by the way, I've been a radio amateur since I was 16. And part of my skills, and I'll just say this, is I entered a contest in Boise in 2017, a CW Morse code contest, and I won, competing against 12 other radio amateurs at 45 words a minute.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Hey, well, Rochelle's always said I've been a ding-a-ling, but anyway, yeah, I got a key and everything. I don't know how I did it, because that's about 1,100 dots and dashes in 60 seconds. And, you just have to hear things in between your ears. And then, of course, being a radio amateur since I was 16 and doing Morse code, I guess I just have that skill. And I was the talk of the convention. In fact, there was an FCC employee there. Said, who is that guy that can do 45 words a minute? But then I do that. I have a station today. I was recognized by I was active in the Junior Chamber of Commerce. I actually joined in Pocatello. Former Mayor Greg Anderson enlisted me and Rochelle when I was about 31. And I joined the junior chamber, and that was for young men 21 to 36. And then you aged out and you went to other things. And I was recognized by the Junior Chamber of Commerce as an outstanding young man of America in 1979 and 1981. Now, I didn't know what that was. But later on, I found out I joined Elvis Presley, Dick Cheney, Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon, and others that recognized 500 young men of America throughout the United States. So Rochelle told me, don't let it go to your head. Okay. So yeah. So anyway, I belong to the Rotary, the Pocatello Chubbuck Chamber of Commerce. Rochelle's active in the Civitan. I had an Eastern Idaho State Fair information booth since 2015, and that was 9 days from 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the evening, and I did that for 8 years, except for the 2 years of COVID. And over that period of time, we registered, and 127 volunteers registered over 1,000 voters at that booth. And it was, that's a long day.
And that's an important job.
Oh, absolutely. And I was really surprised there's 250,000 people that are eligible to vote in Idaho that are not registered to vote. And every time I would hear this, my vote doesn't count, I'd want to reach across my little table there and grab them and say, your vote does count.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they've been discouraged, maybe, whatever reason it is. And so even the volunteers, we emphasize that. And we did emphasize in voting. And by the way, you can you can register to vote online at voteidaho.gov. And you can register, but you got to do it with Chrome. I want to emphasize that. If you got Windows, it doesn't work. Chrome. And then if you want, for example, if you're one of the 275,000 independent voters, you can actually request a Republican ballot. But if you're a Democrat or a constitutionalist or a Green Party person, you can't. But you can do that online. And then you can get an absentee ballot. I think the deadline is May 10th. And, of course, the election is coming up on May 21st. So good news for the 275,000 independent voters. You can, in fact, vote in the Republican primary, which is a closed primary for Republican registered voters only.
Well, that is definitely good news. And how can people learn more about your campaign, Mike?
Well, you can go to MikeSavilleForIdaho.com. And if you do a slash about, you can see me with a horse, because I lived on a farm in Grace, Idaho, with my foster parents. My parents were divorced when I was 18 months old, and so my dad needed someone to help my grandmother, who was watching me in the wintertime. He actually hired him, and then they said, well, don't pay us anymore. We kind of like Mike. So, I stayed there for 9 years. But you'll see that. It was great, really. Growing up on a farm in Grace, Idaho, with all the snakes and, and the crawdads down in the Green River, and they were wonderful. And by the way, they're wonderful people. It was Walter and Hazel Sullivan, and they had the Sullivan farm there. If you go into Grace on the right-hand side, you'll see a Quonset hut, and that's where I lived. And the Quonset hut is still there. And if you look real closely, it says Sullivan Farm, 1896. But they, you know, they both sold. The farms have been gobbled up. But the building is still there. The houses are gone. But that Quonset hut is still there. And we drive by it, and this is right before you cross the bridge into Grace. And we drive by it and say, wow, lots of, you know, and I remember the lots of good experiences and I had there as a kid because.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it sparks a lot of memories for you. Well, Mike Seville, candidate for District 28, Seat A. Thanks for coming by the KID News Radio studio.
Okay, well, thank you very much for asking me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we've enjoyed having you.
All right, thank you.